Every day. Before you stand, you need solid ground. Standing in a culture that wants you to surrender the truth won't work unless you have a firm foundation. At Family Research Council, we have that firm foundation, and you can find us standing. We stand for the value of all human life. We stand for the right of families to flourish. And every day, we stand for your freedom to believe and to live out those beliefs, both at home and abroad. We work with government officials, educating them on the issues from a biblical worldview. And when necessary, we hold them accountable. We equip Christians across America to be informed and to take action in their communities. With our daily radio program, television appearances, and vast online presence, we reach people where they are. We envision an America where all human life is valued, families flourish, and religious liberty thrives. And that won't be realized if we're not standing. Stand for faith. Stand for family. Stand for freedom. Stand with us at FRC.
To learn more, please visit FRC.org. That is FRC.org.
My wife had a tough week at work and she needed a break. I stopped by Quick Trip and they say, I want to surprise my wife with a special dinner. And the Quick Trip lady was like, our take-home meals are freshly made and absolutely delicious. I recommend the fettuccine alfredo with chicken. And I'm like, sign me up. Upon arriving home, my wife says, wow, what's the occasion? And I'm like, just you. And she's like, looks like someone's getting dessert. Bless you, Quick Trip.
Quick Trip, we got you covered.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Hello there, Joe Giganti, your regular Joe here with you, hour number two of the regular Joe Show. This, of course, being Open Line Friday, where you get to pick the topic. I will set the tone and the tempo when you dial 888, that means 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about Merrick Garland. He spoke. What did he really say? And I think Pam Bondi's response was far better than anything old Merrick had to come up with. Plus, who sang it better? We'll get to that in just mere moments. First, I got to tell you, it's 9:07 a.m. Central Time, which means in Beijing, China, it is 10:07 p.m. On the Ivory Coast, 2:07 p.m. The West Indies, 10:07 a.m. And, of course, in the United Arab Emirates, 6:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, brought to you at the top of each and every hour to make sure one never forgets the true nature of the Biden family. Corrupt to the very core, peddling influence for money as they work hand in hand with those that wish to deconstruct our great republic and profit at it every step of the way. Again, Open Line Friday, you get to pick. So you just dial 888-737-1737. Now, I have some good news here. I'm just looking at the stack of stories today. And when I was going through what I wanted to use as good news or potential good news, I mean, I could talk about Liz Cheney's numbers, which we will, but not this hour. But I saw this story, and I thought to myself, this has got to be something from the headline roundup that accidentally got put into the regular news stack and obviously couldn't be true. And so I read it and I confirmed that it, in fact, is a true story. But then I sat here in disbelief thinking, this, I don't know what to do. It can't be true, because if it's true, then everything these so-called experts, among them people like Robin Voss in the state of Wisconsin, any number of people that are involved in the Lincoln Project, the Bulwark, to name a few, they must all be wrong. And then there's not to say anything about, you know, the Jamie Raskin or Jerry Nadler, rubble, rubble, or any of these other, you know, Eric Fartwell. I mean, all of these people can't possibly have been right if this story's true. The whole J6 committee might as well just fold. I mean, theoretically, of course, because in my simple understanding of the world, maybe I'm missing something, but one of the big discussion points since the 2020 election has been decertification. And we have been told it cannot be done. To decertify an election would be an affront to the Constitution of the states, of the United States, the Constitution of most human beings, even some aliens from other countries, as well as other worlds, and any number of things. You would see the sky fall. You would see the oceans boil if we had any form of decertification. As a matter of fact, we have been told and we have been taught these past nearly 2 years now that to decertify would be to drive a wooden stake through the heart of every founding father over again. We would have to exhume their bodies and kill them with a wooden stake over and over again if we were to consider decertification of any election. Because after all, our founding fathers, the brilliant men who sacrificed everything that we might have this great country, they were okay with a little bit of corruption in elections. That's actually what they broke away from England over. England, of course, wanted everything to be above board. Our founding fathers were like, no, a little bit of corruption, a little bit of illegality is what we need. So we're going to break free so we can have that. We're going to give up our fortune, our families, and our homes, and our property so that we can, you know, just say, c'est la vie when elections are stolen. Because that's what we've been told. I mean, you've heard it. But then this headline, how can this be? Maryland County, the state of Maryland, named Mary's Land, by the way, Catholic colony. That's where the name Maryland. Maryland County decertifies primary results. Will rescan ballots. And I said, wait a minute. I thought the word decertify had been stricken from every pylon, not to be uttered in front of SETI upon his jubilee, now or forever again. Because after all, to say decertify is to be an insurrectionist. To say decertify is to be un-American, to be unpatriotic. It is micro-aggressive, and it calls for violence. Wink, nod, wink, nod. That is what we've been told. I am just telling you what the Bureau of Approved Thought has explained to us so thoroughly. But then, and by the way, Maryland, not exactly a conservative state. Oh, I know, they have Larry Hogan. Right, and Chris Christie was the governor of New Jersey. But either way, the Frederick County Board of Elections, there it is again, says decertified. It's written out in ink. Surprised that the FBI hasn't raided justthenews.com yet. Wait for the headline later today. Decertified the 2022 Maryland primary election results. Well, there must have been something enormous to make this happen. It has gone back to rescan mail-in and provisional ballots after finding questionable results between the vote tallies and what was conducted, what was counted. The board said, quote, it discovered a discrepancy between the total number of votes in the certified results and the number of accepted mail-in and provisional ballots, end quote. Well, again, to take such a constitutional heavy approach, this must have been pretty seismic, the discrepancy. Because after all, this is not something. Can someone find Charlie Sykes? We need Charlie Sykes to explain this to us, because God knows that if Charlie Sykes is not on board, this shouldn't have happened. Maybe we can get former RNC chairman and total pant load Michael Steele to come out and explain this to us. For that matter, someone get Paul Farrow on the line, if you would. I'm just saying we need experts that can explain this to me. Because this is a major, did you not feel the ground move when I told you they decertified an election? Not 100 years ago, just this week. In the United States? What has become of us? But I'm sure, as I said, because this is such a huge undertaking that can't possibly be done, I'm sure, as a matter of fact, get James Bopp, lawyer to the Republican stars. He knows all things. He sits next to God, apparently, and can tell you anything, especially if you put a lot of money in his pocket. He'll tell you whatever you want to hear. But there must be something pretty big. Because, I mean, again, this just doesn't happen every day. We were told it doesn't happen every day, even when we presented a dozen examples of where it's been done in the country very recently prior to this. Now, as recently as, well, this past week. So, how many votes were questionable? Well, according to this story, there is a total number of votes. Just, I mean, again, I want to give you the proper feeling of things. There's 50,000 votes total cast in this particular county in the state of Marysland. Of those 50,000, 100 were questionable. And what was the action that they were taking? Now, I actually think they took the right action here. That's my whole point. But just for the record, that's 0.002% of the total vote. I just in case you were wondering. But for 0.002% of the total vote of a county in the state of Maryland, they threw a coup. I'm not sure. We don't have confirmation, but I'm pretty sure that Merrick Garland is sending the National Guard to Maryland right now to put down the coup known as the decertification of the Frederick County Board decertification of the vote. Because after all, it was only 0.002% of the vote that was even questionable. And we can't do that. No, not in this democracy. No, sir. And yes, I said democracy quite on purpose that time. So what does this tell us, by the way? It's very good news, actually. You see, decertification isn't a made-up concept. It wasn't something that some Republican right-wingers sat in a room and said, "Ooh, we need a word. Someone come." Well, there's a word, certify. What if we put a DE in front of it? Ooh, I like it. Let's try it out. See, we can get Merriam-Webster to put it in all the editions of their dictionaries going back to the first one they had. We'll just make it a cover-up. We'll make it seem like we created the word and the concept. And it almost worked, if not for those kids and their dog. But now they've gotten away with it in Maryland. Or is this telling us once again, remember when President Trump said winning never gets old? Isn't it matter of fact, I have a CDC story that's going to prove to you winning never gets old. Ironically, it comes out when I have COVID. I almost feel like it was a gift. I'll share that with you. But here I give you this good news. Something for everyone to think about right now, no matter what state you're in, but particularly if you live in Arizona, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, just to name a few. Decertification is, in fact, alive and well in these United States, in this great republic of ours. Because you see, our founding fathers, as irascible as they might be to the modern historian, because they were not perfect men. But you know what? I'll take one of them over just about any liberal today. In their infinite wisdom, where they laid down quite literally everything they had for freedom, they never intended for an election to be stolen and to be okay with it. They never intended that we should just be okay with a little bit of corruption, just a tiny, eensy-peensy little pinch of illegality or fraud. No, in fact, in the wisdom of our great U.S. Constitution and so many of our state constitutions that were molded upon it, we have every right to make sure that what we say happened did. And when it didn't, then we have every right to take back that certification. And because it is a government by the people, for the people, to make sure it's done right. Even if it means you have to vote again. Even if it means the lazy bureaucrats have to actually get up and do their job. And oh my gosh, they might have to focus with no bonus money given to them by Mr. Zuckerbuck himself. No, you get to work for the salary that we pay you and do the job. And if you don't get it right, well, you get a do-over. And if you don't get it right that time, well, then you should get a pink slip. Let this be a lesson to every single Republican. I'm talking directly. I don't care what the Democrats think, because we know who the Democrats are. Take this story. Put your Republican elected officials on notice. We want answers. We want solutions. If they can do it in Frederick County, Maryland, they can do it in any state of this union.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.